Welcome back, listeners. It is now time for the second interview with an organization called Women for Women. Women for Women is a non-profit NPO organization focused on female empowerment, community upliftment, and youth education. The main goal is to improve the lives of the less fortunate and previously disadvantaged girls of South Africa by providing access to life skills and education. Their mission is to ultimately empower the girl child to have a brighter future and to make the right decision for a better life. To talk about this organization, we have General Manager Brigitte to tell us more. Welcome to RX Radio.
Hi there. It's nice to be here and to chat to you guys. Thank you very much for having me.
We have heard a little about the organization, but can you please tell us a little more about what happens at Women for Women?
So at Women for Women, we basically have a couple of life skills teachers. They are based throughout South Africa, and they teach the early childhood development group and the teenage groups a little bit more about life skills, how to look after themselves, how to groom themselves, how to stay out of dangerous situations, to avoid drugs and alcohol, avoid teenage pregnancy, also how to have a dream and a vision, and that your past doesn't determine your future and the circumstances you are born in doesn't determine how it's going to end. I think a lot of the girls in underprivileged communities get born into those circumstances, and too many times it's just taken as a given and for granted that this is your life situation and this is how it's going to be for you too. You too will have children at an early age and you too are not good enough to go find a job or something. Change this mindset is part of the problem, and doing this at an early age, we actually trying to change the future and the trajectory of young girls' lives.
Okay. Why is it important that women take a stand for other women?
Well, I think if you look at the past, the great women and leaders from the past have really paved the way forward for us to have rights and to be where we are at the moment. And if it wasn't for these women, we wouldn't have been able to take these tiny steps and become leaders and become business owners and visionaries and CEOs and business owners. So I think, you know, we have a responsibility as women to chop away the bushes and the thorns in the and roll away the stones in the path for other women so that we can make it even easier for them as well, because we do get further together as opposed to just blazing our own trail and making our own way. You know, it's very important to take others along with you on the way.
What drew you to this organization?
At Women for Women, I am the general manager, so I take really everything into my own hands. As you aware, COVID has had like quite an impact on the organization, and with funds being as it is and our income being as it is, we do have to do things, be able to multitask, do marketing. So I do marketing, I do all the on the ground events where we've got the children who have to follow through on a 6 to 8 month curriculum. I basically write the curriculum as well. It's quite complicated because what you teach to a teenager isn't necessarily what you're going to be teaching to a 6-year-old. So it has to be adapted accordingly so that you're actually teaching the right lessons. Then, you know, you actually have to reach out to people to get sponsorship, which I also have to do. Like, funds need to come in. And if people are not aware of your organization, then there's no way of anybody having interest or investment in the charity. And even though we do amazing work, it's still very much a business that relies on capital to move forward. So all of those uncomfortable uncomfortable things I have to do. Thank goodness we've got an accountant, because I'm not really great at numbers. But yes, I do mostly everything at Women for Women.
What has been the most rewarding part in being part of this journey at Women for Women?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at where a child, a young girl, even a teenager starts her journey with us, our life skills lessons take about 6 to 8 months. And if you look at where they start and where they are when they've completed, it's incredible journey to go along with the girls, because they start with very little hope and they end with such confidence and skills that they can take away and implement for the rest of their lives. So that knowledge of that there is hope, and to see how they develop as people and how they are when they leave there, is just incredibly rewarding. Apart from the life skills, we do also teach young women skills that they can actually take forward, and they walk out of there and they're actually able to apply it and to step into a small little entrepreneurial job, like doing nails or eyebrows or something like that. So we give them a kit, we teach them how to do it, and they can immediately start earning some money, which is also a very, very rewarding, tangible experience.
It being 16 days of activism, what do you hope this year's campaigns will achieve?
I think, you know, with activism, just the awareness that the 16 days of activism creates is incredible leaps forward. I know that a lot of people say you mustn't just talk about stuff, you must do stuff. But at the end of the day, if we don't talk about these subjects and keep talking about these subjects, it's easily swept under the rug and forgotten. So I think everybody also has the power to create that awareness in the 16 days of activism by just being a voice for other women. These couple of days are incredibly important to create that awareness around women's safety and just taking care of our young girls.
What future do you hope for young women and children in South Africa?
My dream and my hope is always that a young girl or a young woman would realize that there's so much more to life, and that you can literally be anything that you want to be one. Just because you were born into certain situations or financial circumstances doesn't mean that has to be it for you. You can determine your own future, and you can change your stars by following your dreams and just working hard. And I think if everybody knew that there was that hope, something that I think we should all foster is to keep creating that hope for girls and for women to step out of their circumstances and just become incredible in every field that you do.
Okay, thank you so much for the interview.
No problem. Enjoy your day.
Yours too, thank you. And that was a last interview of the day, and the interview was done over Zoom, so we apologize for the quality, but we are trying new things.